Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Amber May Show. Today, I have Loy Brunson joining us, and I'm excited because we're going to get an update of what's happening with his Supreme Court case. So that's on today's show. Also, for those of you that are interested in getting closer to God or knowing more about God, there is an app that's getting developed to help you learn what is this Bible thing? Is God real? Is there real? Could I have a relationship with God? That app's coming out, so we're going to learn a little bit more about that, but I'm getting excited because we sat down with Loy at the Reawaken America tour and I got to catch up on what is going on with the Supreme Court case. So just so you know, it was a little loud in the media room, so I did my very best to take care of the audio issue. So I hope you'll still enjoy the episode and learn something. So please like, share, and subscribe. I would really appreciate that. Hey, if you want natural skincare solutions for your face or in general, go to purebeautybylarena.com, purebeautybylarena.com. She has organic skincare, so if you want to get rid of those harsh chemicals that could disrupt your endocrine system, go to purebeautybylarena.com and use my name, Amber May, and you'll get a discount doing that as well. So if you're on my website, theambermayshow.com, I have a promo section where I have partnered with businesses to help save you money. And also in the description below, you can check that out. So we are supporting and voting with our wallet on patriotic businesses to help support them. And they give us a discount as well. So that's there. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com. Hit the donate button, donate whatever you feel you can donate. Or you can be a $5 monthly subscriber for one cup of coffee a month at theambermayshow.locals.com. Theambermayshow.locals.com. I always add more content, so join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub, so find me there. And coming up right now is Loy Brunson.
Thank you.
So that's the burning question of today.
It is.
What's up with the Supreme Court? Where should
we be? Well, I think people can see by now that it's a battle after battle after battle.
Yeah.
Now, the federal court actually unfiled my case after they ordered at the beginning. They unfiled it after they had ordered the U.S. Marshals Service to serve Nancy Pelosi and 387 others. So we challenged that and got them to reverse their decision. The Supreme Court a few days ago actually showed on the docket that I had been denied a hearing. Okay? Well, the Supreme Court justices are gone for the summer. How do they do that without a conference? We're entitled to another conference, right? So we're going to challenge them the same way we challenged the federal court and got them to reverse their decision. So in other words, it's still alive and well.
Everyone's wondering. I think your story is so powerful because local action creates national impact. And what you guys show through your brother is that regular everyday citizens do something. And if you go as high as the Supreme Court, neither one of you guys are lawyers.
No, right.
However, your brother studied the law and things like that. So he's probably more versed than I am. But the point is, if you study and show yourself a person that you can do things, you don't have to have necessarily lawyers. And you can fight. And that's what I think was so powerful about your story is that regular, everyday people can fight.
Right.
And have a powerful impact because, yes, you are probably that send letters to the Supreme Court. And I think that's a powerful message. Even if they decide to go against your lawsuit, vote against you, it's just a powerful message. They're here for all of us. Just to support what you guys are doing.
Yes. It's a powerful effect as people come together, as we the people show unity, and just enforcing the binding oath, which is required in the Constitution, that's an incredible bit of power. So every single letter really does make a difference.
And you can send the letters that you've already written on your website, right?
We already have a form letter, but there's also a space there where you can add your own words, and you can apply your signature. And that goes to a fulfillment company that prints it, folds it, puts it in an envelope, postage stamps it, and sends it to the Supreme Court.
That's crazy. My letter was a little bit longer.
Okay, good. Make it as long as you want.
Yeah, I love that because it makes it easier. I really don't know where to send the Supreme Court letter to, so you guys made it so simple.
Great.
For us to give us our voice, and that's what you guys are doing, because you're putting the heavy lifting on.
Great.
And us, we're just the gravy on the cake for all the heavy lifting that you guys are.
Oh, well, you guys are the giant that's being awakened. That's what you guys are.
Yeah. So just to recap, because there's always people who tune into the broadcast, you know, every week, every day. Give us a little bit of a recap again. What
sure.
Your last
sure. Yeah. Well, the 2020 election, what was supposed to happen is they were supposed to take a 10-day pause. When you have 145 witnesses that are members of Congress saying, hey, we've been attacked by enemies, you don't say, well, it wasn't too serious enough to investigate. I mean, that's ludicrous. So they were supposed to investigate, and because they didn't, we're suing every one of them that participated in pushing back against an investigation. That's what the lawsuit's about.
These people have for far too long, and we have come to the realization we have a two-tier justice system, and that doesn't settle well for American people, because we believe in justice, we believe in the Constitution, and nobody is above the law. I don't care if you're the president, you're not above the law.
Right.
We don't, American people do not believe that. However, we are watching two presidents being treated completely different in the justice system, and that doesn't bode well for the American people. What's your perspective?
That's right. Well, actually, the signing of the Constitution at the get-go, Article 1, Section 8, gives the Congress the power to educate us all in the Constitution and to raise money to do it. It's called the Militia Clause. They have the power to raise money to discipline the militia, which means education, and arm the militia, okay? So they had the power to raise money and educate for the what purpose? Article 1, Section 8, for the purpose of enforcing the laws of the Union, which is the Constitution of the United States. So at the get-go, Congress had the power to raise money and use it to educate everyone having to do with the Constitution to enforce it, and they failed. They didn't do it. So that's what this is about. That's what this petition of the Supreme Court is about. It's about education. Thomas Jefferson said the true corrective for constitutional abuse is education, and that's really what this is about.
And they're dumbing down education on purpose, because well-informed people can't fight back. If you don't know what your rights are, you can't fight back.
That's right.
They don't want us to know how to read. That's why most high schoolers, they graduate, don't graduate on the same
right.
You know, that makes you graduate on the like, elementary school grade level.
Yeah.
Done on purpose.
Absolutely.
You can't fight back, so you right. Can't read the Constitution.
Yeah.
The law and say, no, this is not right, this is not how it's done, you have to abide by our Constitution.
Exactly. And this little book here that you can get at 7discoveries.com makes it really easy. This is the first publication ever in America's history that highlights those power clauses that we can use to hold our representatives' feet to the fire. This is the first publication that shows that there's an interpretation clause in the Constitution. A lot of people don't, they've never heard this before. There's a clause in the Constitution that demands the Constitution only be interpreted in ways that protect our God-given rights. There's clauses in the Constitution that have been ignored that actually define and condemn socialism, prohibit socialism. Have you ever heard a representative say, hey, Bernie Sanders, you obviously haven't read the last line of the Fifth Amendment, which states, nor shall your private property be taken for public use without just compensation. And you want to take everyone's property and give it to other people without just compensation? What are you talking about? So it highlights these power clauses that have never been published before this way. And there's also Q&A in the back of the book. And also for Nancy Pelosi, because she believes in the Ten Commandments, I put the Ten Commandments in there as well.
That's wonderful. This is a great constitution. So you have the constitution and the portion, and you can get this at 7discoveries.com.
Yes, I printed about 21,000. I have about 3,000 left. We're going to print another 30,000.
How much are they?
Just, I'm not sure what it is on the website, but if you want group amounts, you can call a phone number there, and we'll see if we can get them to you where you can afford them. It's mainly, yeah.
So anything else that you wanted to share about the things that you and your brother are doing, or things that you're seeing across the nation to maybe encourage us?
Well, it's just exciting to see that Trump is supporting the campaign now, the letter campaign, and we have some plans to put in place.
Tell us about that. How did that go? How did he support?
Well, what happened was a couple of months ago, I actually on TikTok did a video where I actually personally asked him. I said, President Trump, if you are watching, could you please consider a way that you would promote the letter campaign? That would help so much. And just like a week ago Thursday, it's like all of a sudden, there it is, Retruth on his True Social account, right? And then 3 days after that, the Supreme Court, even without a conference, shows denied. It's like, okay, we're going to challenge that. We're going to get this letter campaign going. And as we challenge it with a letter campaign, we want the letter campaign to build up really big and then challenge him. And then we think we can get what's needed. You go to loybrunson.com, that's loybrunson.com, and in 2 minutes you can send a letter to the Supreme Court. You can just, you fill it, you just put in your information, your message, along with another letter, and then it goes to a fulfillment company that prints it and folds it and puts it in an envelope and puts postage on it, and they send it to the Supreme Court, and they file every letter. The Supreme Court does. I've been doing this since 2008.
2008.
But not the cases. We didn't have the cases until 2020. Well, Barack Obama inspired me when he told the world that the Constitution, the foundation of the Constitution is fundamentally flawed, namely America, right? And I'm thinking, you swore, as a U.S. Senator, you swore to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yeah.
And here you are doing the opposite. If he were my defense attorney and said the judge, my client, is fundamentally flawed, or his foundation is, I'd fire him and sue him for malpractice, right? So he's lying, so that got me going. So I thought, I need to see the executive oath, but the congressional oath is now in my copy. You can't get the congressional oath, the one that he took. And so when I read it, it's like, oh my gosh, the oath that he took, and he's violent. So it got me motivated to read the Constitution and connect dots. And I have another story I'd like to tell you about Stephen Moore, if you want to hear it. Because this book, the focus of this book is about our money. It's our property, right? The Constitution was given to us to protect our money, to protect our property. So Stephen Moore and I, in 2015, were having a conversation. We both concluded that in most simple terms, the solution to the economic problems and the federal debt is enforce the nonprofit status of the Federal Reserve System. A lot of people think it's an agency of the government, but it's not. Even though Congress is involved and the President's involved, it's a private entity. If we were to be able to enforce the nonprofit status of the Federal Reserve and retrieve the assets that they've taken that are beyond their operating expenses, we would end up with more money than the federal debt. More money, and that would eliminate the need for any and all taxation. We both agreed to that, but that's heavy doctrine, right? And there are other members of Congress that understand it a little bit, but they're afraid to talk about it because they'll be considered too extreme. But I'm not a politician, so I can talk about it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I want you guys all to go to loybrunson.com, sign that letter, get it to the U.S. Supreme Court, let it support the Brunson Brothers who have been fighting since 2008 for us and our constitutional rights. Thank you so much, Loy, for coming on the program. How do people find you on social media?
I have accounts out there, but if you go to loybrunson.com, it shows all the social media accounts you can go to.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on the program today.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mobile, and I wanted to go to Christian conservative company that I could trust that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend, if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/Amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theandermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/Amber.
Hey, this is Jeff Dornick, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Hey, Okay, so when you are a guest at the Amramay's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, this sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows. And you get the MyPillow mattress topper, and then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Amramay Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury, so the adults get to use the MyPillow, and they're phenomenal. And right now, there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amramay does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, the MyPillow slippers. I live luxury and I don't have to pay the luxury price because MyPillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well. Are listening to the Amramay Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you back to the show, and here with me today is Dave Fowler, and he has this great ministry. He's a pastor out of Oklahoma, correct?
Actually, I'm pastor in Manhattan, Kansas now. In Manhattan, Kansas now.
We have some mutual friends from Oklahoma, so yes. I just assumed you still live there. Okay.
Yeah, so travel down and minister there a good bit.
Now, you have an amazing ministry. Is this the ministry or is this the app?
So this is the app. I pastor a church in Manhattan.
Okay.
Lockville technically is a ministry, but it's an app. It's a website. It's just this massive technology platform, but it's all built on the kingdom purpose. It's all about progressing and empowering the church.
And you call it Lockville.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting when the Lord first gave this to me in 2018. I'd been talking to him about what really some of the issues I saw in the church and how to solve these and why people didn't share the gospel, why only 5% of Christians ever lead someone to Christ. And so one day I was just driving down the road, October 4th, 2018, I was driving down the road and the Lord just began to download this and gave me, he said, this is what I want you to do and this is why people aren't doing it and this is going to solve that. And he said, this would be a major tool used to help bring about the end time harvest. And I've got ministries around the globe that are just chomping it, ready to use it, ready to take the tools of the shareable multimedia content that it'll have to really empower and mobilize the church in ways I can only dream of.
So tell us a little bit more about how is it going to do that?
Okay, so there's multi-facets to it. Lockville is going to be built out with, we've got ministers from around the globe really that'll be helping us build out content of really things that'll locate people where they're at, whether they're going through anxiety, depression, divorce, whatever it could be, financial issues, whatever somebody's going through. It's going to be kind of rubber meets the road type content and sharing the gospel so that if you're out, say, for example, you're at Walmart and you come across someone that they're dealing with some stuff. The average Christian doesn't always know. Now, they might think, well, man, if my pastor was here, he could answer this question or he could help this person, but I don't know how to. I don't know what to do. Now, myself as a pastor, I'll tell people in my church, hey, call me. If you're ever in that situation, you've got my cell phone number. Call me. We want to help people. But that's not always the case. And so we're building the app so it's got shareable content. So when you're there face-to-face with someone and they're dealing with some tough situation, you may not know necessarily what to tell them, you can quick pull up the app and you can search based on whatever fear, anxiety, whatever it is, and it's going to pull up 3 to 5 videos that you can share with them. They're short videos, 2 to 5 minutes, so they're not going to, someone in that situation is not going to listen necessarily to a 50-minute message. But it's going to be things like that that then the algorithms we're building into the system is going to help locate where that person's at and then bring up out of our archives, because part of our system is basically like a Netflix as well. And this truly is being built at the same scale and complexity of X, of Twitter, YouTube, Netflix. That's like our team that's building. I was originally given a quote of $1.3 million to build this out. We've got a team that's come together now that we're doing it for much less, but it's a massive, massive platform that can house hundreds of millions of people. That's the way we have it built, because that's what the Lord said it was going to do.
Wow.
So all this is shareable content, so then you're able to find that, locate content that you can share with them. It's going to notify you and let you know so you can kind of be involved with the follow-up. Because that's the thing I witness to people. I just led a man to the Lord after Wednesday night service in the gas station. I said, man, I wish I had Lock there right now, because I don't necessarily want to give my cell phone number. He's out of, you know, outside the city, but I could, if I had Lockleal, I could actually share the app with him and stay connected through the app and follow up with him and help get him connected to people in his area. Because that's one thing that we're doing is, besides this, besides the initial sharing, because this is really what the Lord said, this is to reach, teach, train, and disciple the church. So it helps reach people, but then once they're reached, we've got to disciple them, we've got to mobilize them. Another stat that's out there that maybe a lot of people don't know is 97% of the people that get born again in a church or an evangelistic crusade can't be found in a local church a year later.
Wow.
It's a 97% loss factor. Anyone that's ever done business, you can't operate business on a 97% loss factor. But it's because we as a church, I point the finger at myself as well as a pastor, we've got to do better at reaching the lost, not only reaching the lost, but then getting them equipped and get that firm foundation built in them so the devil doesn't just come and knock them off the next week. And so that's what this does, and it's got all kinds of content to help build their faith. We do a daily 6 p.m. Faith Boost broadcast, but then it will be running live, so we're going to be starting encouraging people and starting small groups in neighborhoods all over the country and even around the globe, that we'll be able to start off with a good 15 to 20 minute starter and then have discussion questions that the group leader can take them beyond that. But in that, one of the things that is really, I think is going to be really cool and help build a synergy in the church, and really because even in a small group, sometimes it's easy to think it's just me or it's just a small group. But what we're going to be doing through these small groups is something I saw actually in a business, and the Lord brought it back to me, was taking this same concept as having these live events, but then be able to pull in and have, you know, Susie from out in New York, pull her in and say, hey, Susie, tell something about something's good been going on in your group this week. And then let's pull someone in from Bangkok and what's been going on over there in this week. And you start hearing like just good testimonials of what, not just about what some business products do, but truly about what God's doing in people's lives, whether they're reaching people with the gospel, whether they're seeing people healed, saved, marriage is saved, whatever it might be. But now all of a sudden you start hearing about all this is going on because of what God's doing through this tool, this app Lockleal.
When's it going to launch?
So our prototype will be out in the next few weeks.
Okay.
You can actually go to Lockleal.com and check out some of that information there.
Is it going to be on the Apple Store and the Google Play Store?
Absolutely. Yes, we're already got everything set there. Now, here's the deal. Because of the way it's so complex and the way God's having us build it out, the prototype is a skeleton of what it will be. It will have facets of it, and it will show kind of the foundation of it. And it'll have some, like we've already got the salvation. You can go to our Facebook page right now for Lockleal. There's a salvation message you can share with friends, and then our discipleship track where they can just plug people in to start on that. That's there now because that's a key. But the rest of it, and really how complex it is, and all that it's going to do, is going to take a little bit of time, and it takes several hundred thousand. So we're in the process of building that out, and we've got several people that have been, you know, part of helping just get this off the ground. So it's just an exciting time. But so parts of it will be live over the next few weeks, and we'll be on the Google Store, we'll be on the Apple Store, but then the full scale complexity is going to take over the next 8 or 9 months. We'll be having different release dates where different, as we launch this fully, it'll just keep rolling out.
That's wonderful. Because it sounds like you have a heart for evangelism.
Absolutely. Love people. I was just telling a guy in our church, I said, I think 3/4 of the people I get, you know, of course we get people born again in our church all the time, but every time at the gas station, I probably get 3/4 of the people that I lead to the Lord is at the gas station, at the pump. And was able to do that again this Wednesday night after church. Love reaching people. I tell people, that's why it was so frustrating for me. Like, we've got a good message. We serve a good God. And there's nothing like, we don't have a sad story to tell.
Right.
We get to tell good news.
Right.
And so I'm like, it's like, why do people not? But a lot of it is misunderstanding, or maybe they even haven't been discipled or trained properly. And so that's a lot of what we'll be doing as well. It's just
because it seems like the Mormons and Jehovah's Witness have a lockstep and key with trying to evangelize for their message.
Absolutely. They're phenomenal at it. And I tell people, there's other religions are more dedicated to their cause.
And we have the truth. and it's so simple.
Absolutely. We have the truth. We've got the best, you know, if you absolutely have the best product going, we do. Yeah. I mean, there, you know, if it's a book comparison.
There's no other God in any religion that sacrificed himself to atone for the sin of the world.
Absolutely.
None of them.
Exactly.
Every other religion out there makes you go through a lot of steps to attain eternal life, or they make you sacrifice.
Absolutely.
And you can't save yourself.
Right. Yeah. That's, yeah. A lot of people try.
Yeah.
But there's nothing we can do. As hard as we try, as much as we try to earn it, there's nothing we can do. And that's why, you know, I actually just did a video that I was asked to do a couple days ago, really, because some people say, well, it's going to cost how many hundreds of thousands to build out Locklear? And I said, well, you know, there's a cost to the gospel. Now, salvation's free.
Yes.
The gift that Jesus, what Jesus did,
to get the word out, yes.
But it costs to get the gospel out.
Well, just like a church building, it costs for the air conditioning, the heating, the lighting. It's not free.
Staffing.
Yes.
All the, yeah, everything has a cost to it. In fact,
hymnals, like if your church still does that, or, you know, PowerPoints, whatever, it's everything costs money.
Yeah, and that's, I think we forget that sometimes.
Yeah.
But we realized, like I was just telling my church this last Sunday, I said, whatever it is, whether it costs $1 or $50,000 to reach one person, you can't put a price tag on someone's salvation.
No.
And so it's worth every dime that it isn't. And so that's one thing, and you know, of course, with building out Locklear, when we look at and the cost and some of that side, and people ask me, kind of count the cost, it's like, I can't cut costs for one, because God said build it out this way, and it has to build out, be built, like he said, to the complexity and the safety and security. And so you can't really spare an expense. But again, I kind of looked at this, I thought it was really interesting, because right now, which the shirt I've got on is kind of one of the themes we go with a lot, is less than 5% of Christians ever lead someone to the Lord.
Wow, that's a big stat, and how shameful of us. Maybe that's why our world is the way it is today, where we have a wicked government all over the world. It's not just here in the U.S., but these wicked people have a lot of power and money, don't care about their people that they rule over.
Right.
They could care less. We've seen it in Maui. We've seen it in any Palestine here in America.
Oh, absolutely.
We've seen it at the border. We've seen the child trafficking that's here in the United States. Nobody cares that are in charge. So we have wicked people in charge.
Absolutely.
And if more Christians got involved and shared the gospel, or got involved in government in some capacity, like General Flynn talks about, this world would be a much better place, especially with the stat that you're saying. We're only 5%.
Sure. Less than 5% ever lead someone to the Lord. So my thing is, if we can just move that needle to 20%, I mean, I really want to get it way beyond that, 100%.
Yeah.
But even if you just look at the fact, there's just less than 8 billion people on planet Earth right now. And then you've got, of that 8 billion people, 2.5 billion are professing Christians.
Yeah.
What we don't really realize sometimes, we talk about being end times, and I agree, this would definitely have to be in the last, you know, latter of the last days. But that still leaves 5.5 billion people that do not profess to be a Christian, that if the world ended today, they would go to hell.
Right.
And so it tells that we as a church have a big job to do. So we've got, if we can move that needle from 5% of Christians that have ever led one person to Christ in their lifetime to 20%, 20% of 2.5 billion people is 500 million people.
Wow.
So can you imagine? I mean, really, we talk about revival, and we're waiting for God to do something. What's it look like if we can move that needle and we had 500 million people, Christians, that led one person to Christ in the next year, and I would love to see in the next 3 months, put it in their hands and begin to empower them to go out and now share the gospel with ease. Because, you know, someone said, well, what kind of training are you going to have? It's really simple. It's not hard. It's not like I have to teach you like these five steps. It's called have a heart to care for somebody. And when you hear someone in this hurting, whether you know what to say or not, pull out your app, share it with them, and let Lockley do the heavy lifting for you. And so if we can move that needle and see.
But even without that app, what you said is so key. You know what the Mormons do very well? They make people feel cared about.
Oh, absolutely.
And when they make people feel cared about, then people start coming in the church.
Absolutely.
They meet the physical needs, and that draws people into the church.
For sure.
What Christians haven't done to the best of their abilities is meet people where they're really hurting.
That's 100%.
Yeah.
We want to talk about, and I just had this conversation with one of the men that's going to help me building out some of our content. The video that we first sent was a great video, But I said it's like we're talking too far beyond that. This doesn't connect with them where most of the world is at right now. I said we've got to bring this back to the place where truly where they're at today.
Yeah.
Not hey, this great spiritual giant could understand
right.
this. Like, we got to get it to let them know truly where you're at, where you're hurting at, your pain point. Like, we care enough to meet you there.
Yeah. Because honestly, I just talked to a man today who's been through a lot in
right.
terms of sexual assault within his family, then getting victimized in the world. And how painful would that be? And only God could really heal that inner wound that he had.
Absolutely.
Where his parents did nothing about it, where he yeah. was repeatedly victimized. And it's only God that can heal. And if we had more of that, well, God, we could introduce him to the God that can heal their heart of every pain they ever faced on
Absolutely.
This earth. It would revolutionize people.
So true. That's exactly, that's our heart with Lockley.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing this app with us and,
yes.
and doing the app and trying to get it out there so that we can have a tool in our phone, in our palm of our hands to say, hey, let me share the gospel
Absolutely.
In an easier way with you.
Yes,
so
sure.
thank you
yes,
so
thank
much,
you
Pastor
so much.
D.
Yes, it's a pleasure. I appreciate it.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. In the early 1900s, like 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, wealthmanagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some, to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Artis, and you're watching me live on the Amber May Show. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a doctor you can trust? Then look no further than Dr. Meehan, and you can find him at MeehanMD.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com for all your health care, supplemental, and telemed needs. And you know what my family did? We shopped at his supplemental store, and we purchased these two items to help support our gut health. These are supporting our gut health because you know what? The gut health is so important. Our immune system is in the gut. Our serotonin's made in the gut. And so the most Americans, if you know, have a leaky gut. So if you're looking to improve your health, whether you're improving your gut health or your immune system, or you just have something that you need to talk to a physician about, go to MeehanMD.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com. And while you're there, make sure you use the promo code AMBER so you can save some money. And while you're at the website, make sure you set up your telemed appointment and then check out all his supplements that he offers as well. That's MeehanMD.com. Use promo code Amber at checkout. Thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at the Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on the Amber May Show.